interesting where you can split groups of friends up between you know, the people that you work with and the people that you kind of hang out with. So
divide and rule.
Yeah, it's a bit more kind of trying to organise, because social has become more than just like hanging out with friends online. It's something that's become something that we do for work and for pleasure now. So yeah,
it's interesting look at my Facebook page. I've also got like my mother-in-law's on there as well.
Yeah.
So I could isolate her into just a one person.
Yeah. So that's what Google Circles does, which is really good. The other differentiator to Facebook that Google Plus is going to have is a thing called Hangouts, which is basically like a video chat. So all you do is connect to your webcam and tell all your friends in your network that you're basically hanging out, is the term that they use, and people can then join the Hangout and chat live to anybody that's actually online at that time. I think that's quite a compelling new feature.
It's interesting, isn't it, in some ways, the way that we live our lives now and how it has become a part of it. And I was watching a program where there were these girls who'd seen the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car, right, in the street. And one of them said to the other one, oh, that's very Facebook, valid or something. And they use it as a sort of like part of their syntax, you know, to say, oh, that's Facebook, that's worthy or something like that. So people are thinking about their social media when they're living their day-to-day lives, thinking, oh, I should post that on Facebook.
Well, that's it. I mean, instead of us interacting with static information, we're moving into a phase of what people are calling the live web. So instead of concentrating on static information, we're actually concentrating on people, what they're doing, where they're going, what they're seeing, what they're recommending. So we're actually interacting with each other. So it's almost that the web is becoming the world. That's kind of the way it's going. But I mean, it's interesting because there are reports that Facebook have a declining user number in every month. Users are kind of dropping off in the US and the UK. They're launching a new network in China that's aligned to China's regulations. But it leads to a question really about Facebook, and because it's so public, and whether Facebook should be regulated, because